I call this March 8th, 2017, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Harker, and I'll be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Goins is absent. Juarez?
Here.
Markham?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
Gockman?
Here.
Harker?
Here. Okay. May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the February 8th, 2017, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved. Second.
Okay. Is there any questions or amendments we need to make to those meeting minutes? None? Okay. May I get a roll call vote to approve the motion, please?
Yes. Juarez?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gockman?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. Okay, moving on to the citizen comments. Is there anybody here present tonight that would like to make a comment on something other than any of the agenda items? Awesome. Seeing there is none, we'll move on. We're going to move on to the public hearing section now. There is one item.
Well, this isn't a public hearing. This is just being discussed. So no public hearing.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
Yep.
All right. Now I'm all screwed up. Okay. Moving on to new business. We have one item here, PZC 2017-03. DKR Group, Inc., and Keith and Kathleen Warpinski have filed an application with Kendall County requesting an A-A special use on 6.9 acres to operate a landscaping business for the purpose of building a 6,000 square foot storage building as part of the business operation. The real property is located at the north side of Walker Road, approximately 0.31 miles east of Route 47 in unincorporated Kendall Township. So.
So this was brought before staff. It's in Kendall County. We did a mile and a half review probably right when the commission was formed. So I was going to speak, but actually the new planner for the Kendall County, Matt Osselmeyer, is here, and he'll give us a update on what it is.
Awesome. Welcome, Matt.
Do you need me to mic him?
Sure, if you want to. Yeah.
Go for it. Good evening, everybody. As Jason said, my name is Matt Osselmeyer. I'm the new senior planner for Kendall County. Started back at the beginning of January. This is my first special use rezoning variance within Yorkville's mile and a half. Before the meeting started, Jason handed out an aerial, which has the plat superimposed on it. The petitioner, DKR Group, wants to purchase this property, this one, from the Warpinskis for the purpose of putting his landscaping business on the property. His original plan was to put the building, smaller building, for his landscaping business, which is about 5,800 to 6,000 square feet. And then his ultimate dream down the road was to put a house on the property and then live out there as well as have his business out there. That was his original plan. When he came before the county zoning planning advisory committee yesterday, and when we reviewed this a little further, that piece of property, as you know, Kendall County has a 40-acre rule in terms of agriculture. You can only have one residential house in A1 zone for every 40 acres. That property was part of a much larger 140-acre farm, and all three houses are accounted for. And so we're looking to see if we missed one. The owner is claiming that they have one, but we have no proof of that, so we're trying to find it. So that's kind of thrown a little bit of a curveball to the petitioner. The other thing that has thrown a curveball to the petitioner is that the building that he wants to have his business in is 35 feet off the setbacks for the major property to the east, and under the county zoning ordinance, the setback is 50 feet. He has agreed to shift the building over to the west 50 feet to accommodate that setback. He still wishes to advance this project, and we'll see if, as it goes through the process, if he has any other concerns or if any other issues arise as it relates to the project. The county, in reviewing this, offered approval with several recommendations, one being the landscaping business would be the only business that would be allowed there. Number two, you wouldn't be allowed to have any outside storage of vehicles, equipment, or materials, and all vehicles and equipment associated with the business would have to be parked indoors during non-business hours. Landscaping, plantings, temporary structures could not be installed in the floodplain, the middle of Sandy Creek runs to the north of the property, and he'd have to keep everything out of there, as well as he agreed to post, place posts on the ground at 50 feet to indicate where the floodplain was to prevent any accidental incursions in the flood zone. And we spell out when he has to have those put in. There was also a recommendation that he not do any repairs, maintenance to vehicles on site. So it would be off-site or kept indoors with the building being properly drained for oil and things of that nature. He's not allowed to have any commercial signage. One thing that might get him into trouble is he has talked to his neighbors and there's concerns about the number of employees that he's allowed to have on site. And I don't think he has completely ironed that out yet with his neighbors. He plans to do two shifts out of that property and have an extra person on hand. Each shift would have four people, so you're looking at somewhere around 10 employees on site. And I don't necessarily know if his neighbor to the east is in favor of that, but that is what he is requesting. The hours of operation for the business would be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Yorkville's plan for trails calls for trails along the middle of Sable Creek and along Walker Road. And in reviewing it, we've requested a 50-foot right-of-way dedication along the frontage of Walker Road for not just the trail, but also for road improvements. The trail request on the middle of Sable Creek, there were some concerns from the county's perspective that if that is the only dedication that we have at the moment, it's very hard to get back there. And it might be better to wait with doing that until this area is subdivided and there's a greater density for residential use. The other concern, which was brought to his attention, is that Walker Road has a 6-ton weight limit between February 15th and April 30th, so that could impact his business operations as well. And he has to follow all applicable federal, state, and local laws, and if he doesn't do that, the county could revoke his special use permit. In general terms, the county has no objection to this as long as he is following the restrictions that are placed upon the special use. And we definitely encouraged him to talk to his neighbors. There is a house, as you can see on the aerial, to the east. There's another one to the east of that house. There's a house to the west of the property, which barely made it on the aerial, and there's a house to the southwest. So there, this is not totally out in the middle of nowhere. He's going to have neighbors, and they may have some concerns about what he does there. This would go to the Kendall County Planning Commission on March the 22nd. And we'll go to the ZBA in April. And if there's any concerns that either the staff has or the commission has or the city council, we'd certainly like to communicate that to the petitioner and see what can be done to remedy that and address that. Does anybody have any questions?
If you want, I can give out staff's recommendations and staff, you know, comments, and then you guys feel free to ask questions of either of us. So just after reviewing what we got from the county, basically our recommendations are we don't have any objections to this special use request. It's pretty far currently, it's not continuous with our borders right now, and it's pretty far south in any future plans. It's right now in our comp plan that we just passed, it's all agriculture pretty much south of where the city is now. So it's still pretty applicable. It's still more of a agricultural use. Yes, it's a landscape business, but it's going to look just like a farm equipment kind of stuff like that. So so in the long run, if this property ended up getting annexed, it would most likely be part of an entire redevelopment anyway. And it really doesn't affect Yorkville pretty much in any way at the moment. So we have no objection to it. So. Like to hear your guys' comments, and then we can. It's a mile and a half review, right. So we're either just right. Saying there's an objection or there's no objection, and we're making that recommendation to the city council.
Okay, all right. Well, it seems like what you said with the county, the county's kind of got a lot of got him kind of dialed in, keeping him toeing the line pretty well. You know, definitely not giving him like a carte blanche, free rein out there. So that's awesome. You know, anything that I was going to bring up would have been, they've already got it covered, you know, signage and stuff like that. And
we do think that at some point, the neighbor to the east is probably going to request some type of landscape buffering. Whether that materializes and to what extent is not known yet. To give you some idea, this is a picture taken roughly from the corner of the proposed building, where the building would go, looking to the east. So, now granted, he's going to have to move 15 feet further west, but the trees are his, but the building is his neighbor's. So the neighbor probably will have some objection, and will probably want some.
How far back from the like Walker Road, you know, approximately is it to the front of the proposed building?
Cool.
You know, I'm just curious.
It's like 650 feet, right? That's kind of what I measured on a cursory measurement, just from Google.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a remnant area. It's far back.
It is a lot of driveway. He's a landscaper, you can plow too, so I'm sure. So.
Yep. Did I understand you say that they don't own this property now? He doesn't own this property now?
He has a contract to purchase.
Okay. Because in the back of this, it looks like a bunch of organized trees and things. Looks like maybe there's already a landscaping operation working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is my understanding this was belonged, this property previously belonged to somebody who was in either the timber business or an orchard type business, because there's about 12 distinct rows of trees when you walk back there that separate the alfalfa field from the creek. He wants to clean it up and look better.
That's a real estate guy. Oh, okay.
The employees. I don't know, I think landscapers, guys show up in the morning, they get on trucks, and they go out and lay
right.
Side and stuff. I mean, so they're not going to be there all day or something, right?
No, they wouldn't be all day. They'd be out. You've got the heaviest traffic in the morning when they go out, and then the heavy traffic about 5-ish when they come back in. And then there may be one other person there just keeping track of things.
Does he plan to grow any stock then for his business?
He's going to keep his main business near Joliet. This is going to be kind of a satellite place. He had originally kind of just a cold storage to store his trucks and equipment. And he'd need his employees to go there and get that equipment to go to sites.
Just equipment.
Right.
So that's why he doesn't care that no signage is going to be allowed.
That's why he doesn't care that no signage. Because
that's even weird.
Uh-huh.
Is it an everyday in and out for employees, or because now it sounds like they might be there on occasion to get extra equipment if they're ever out here, or is it an everyday expectation? You may not know that.
He wants the freedom that it's Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. He doesn't know that, and in the winter time, when there isn't any growing going on, he doesn't foresee going out there. And he is going to have a problem in the spring, given Walker Road's weight restriction, at least from February 15th to April 30th. And then, of course, the neighbors might have concerns about firing up equipment when he does that, and how long.
Okay.
Could be two words.
Yes. What was the, what is the weight limit on Walker during that time? What's that weight?
6 tons.
6 tons, okay.
Hey, that's on him if he wants to go through all that, right?
Right, yeah. I agree, yeah.
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 There are things you got to think about when you want to do something.
That's an awful lot of property for one building and
yeah.
Well, his,
more driveway.
His ultimate dream
right.
was,
yeah, the, compound out there.
Was the house and the building, and that was in his long-range plans. Wasn't something immediate, and I don't know if he's going to need a house around.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would recommend to the city council that, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, good luck. Be a good neighbor. That's all I would.
Right.
So we didn't take a roll call vote on that?
Okay. Can we get a, do we need to do a motion first or no?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve?
To recommend
approval to city council for the. Okay. Would you please go ahead and read the, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Okay. Can I get a roll call vote?
This first one, right?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, at first I thought this is okay.
I found that out. I found that out right away.
I didn't tell him it was fast.
A practicist.
Can I get a roll call or can I get a vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gackman?
Yes.
Horace?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. So the motion is approved. Okay, moving on, additional business?
So just additional business, city council update. What we heard last month from Cedarhurst Living on Cannonball and 34, their amendment to their annexation was approved 7-0. So that's gonna get moving forward. We talked about they're looking for building permits coming up in the next month or so, but they'll be submitting. I know they're gonna submit real soon for a temporary sign. Mm-hmm. And they're getting their ducks in a row.
So awesome.
That is all that.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Great place for it. Okay. Seeing there's nothing further on tonight's agenda, we have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned. 7:16.